What does it look like to live in gratitude when there are things going on that you are not grateful for? I'm Lori Short, and I want to welcome you to my 10-Minute Podcast. It's Thanksgiving week, and even though many houses and stores are already decorated for Christmas, I wanted to pause this week and reflect on a verse that gives us some guidance for how to live in gratitude, even if there are things going on that honestly you're not very grateful for. The verse is Philippians 4:6, and I think it's a great guideline for how to pray, as well as how to be grateful in your life. Here's what Paul, who's the author of Philippians, says. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. It's interesting that Paul starts with worry. Other translations say don't be anxious, and I think this verse begins this way because it's where so many of us live. We are focused on the things we're worried about. What is not happening that we wish was happening, or what is happening that we wish was not happening. The holiday season can be so tough because it looks like everyone else is warm and cozy in their homes and their circumstances, and it can feel especially painful when you aren't. So Paul says, don't worry, which would feel like a platitude if the sentence did not continue, but it does continue. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. What would it look like for you and me to spend less time worrying and more time giving our worries to God? I don't know about you, but my tendency is to try to manage my worry by immediately doing something about it. But our worries can actually drive us to a deeper dependence on God if we let them. So the beginning of gratefulness is handing your worries to God, no matter how many times a day you have to do it. I'm going to have you do something right now, if you're in a place where you can do it. Clench your fists together. If you're in a car right now, you can clench your steering wheel. I want you to think about all your worries and picture your hands, your fingers clenched around them. You can repeat this verse while you slowly open your hands and give God everything that you are trying to carry. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. You can repeat this verse as many times as you feel anxious, and the exercise of opening your hands can be so powerful for letting go. Some of you are going to need to do this while you go into your family occasions this week, because family can be stressful, especially when relationships are strained. Maybe others of you feel a deep sense of loneliness this Thanksgiving because you don't have family or friends to be with. Whatever your situation, you have a God who wants to carry your burdens and spend this week with you. This may be a middle-of-the-story Thanksgiving for you, where things are happening in you or around you to set you up for something God has for you ahead. So don't miss the work that God wants to do in you right now to bring you closer to Him at this time, while He's preparing and positioning you for what's ahead. I think that's a great lead into the next phrase. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Tell God what you need. I can just picture some of you going, I've told God what I need 1,000 times. Tell Him again and again tomorrow. But while you're doing that, don't forget the last part of this sentence and thank Him for all He has done. Why do we thank God for what He has done while we're asking Him to meet a need? Well, here are a couple reflections on that. When you thank God for what He has done, it shifts your perspective about God. Instead of focusing on what you want God to do, you are remembering all the things He has done. This helps your heart to look for all God is doing right now. I have a quote from When Changing Nothing Changes Everything that says this, "Gratitude doesn't change what we see in front of us. It changes the way we see what we have." And what a great way to go into this holiday season, being grateful for what you do have. Thanksgiving is a great door into the holidays because it helps us focus on all the things that God has done and is doing instead of what God isn't doing or what isn't happening. Thanksgiving also helps us realize that God is at work, even if we can't see it. When you look back and you see all the good things that God has done, you can rest that He is doing good things right now. And one day you will see it. It may be that it's just not the right timing. So be thankful for what He is doing to answer your prayer right now. I just spoke to a big group of women at Mariners Church, and the theme was expectation. What does it look like to hold expectation without expecting things to be the way you planned? That is a great way to live in gratefulness. Not only for what God is doing that you see right now, but what He is doing now that you'll see someday. The last reflection is that we can trust God more when we thank Him for all He has done, because we realize that some of the things that we wanted in the past, prayer requests that God didn't answer the way we wanted, now we're actually grateful. Whether it's a relationship that didn't work out, that made room for another relationship that you are so grateful for, or people that you met because you were living a season that you didn't want to be in, a job that came to you because another job was lost, a friend you made because another friendship grew distant, experiences that you've had because of disappointments that led you there, the list goes on. And these things help you realize that God's agenda is so different than we think, but it can be trusted. All of these are reasons to be thankful for what is or isn't happening right now. And the next verse shows what happens when you practice thankfulness. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. God's peace comes when you realize everything is happening for a reason, and what is happening now is part of a bigger story. So let me read the verse one more time. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. I hope you have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving week, whatever that looks like for you. And may you experience God in a new way for the promises and the peace that come through this verse. Thanks for tuning in.